By the time I get to Phoenix, I would really go.
We're getting a shout out this morning to Jerome with that tune as well, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Jerome and I have been reminiscing about being at the Minnesota State Fair, and man, have we been out there. You know, we have, I think, worked out there, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years. Now, with the fair canceled that last year, I think excitement is building this year even more than ever. So if it does go as planned, I'm predicting another new attendance record would be set, because let's look at it, every single year, I mean, they were making attendance records, so I would hope this year no different. Thank you, Jerome.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
We're playing the Guess Who and Undone on the original rock and roll station, WDGY. Hey, thanks for joining me, the Big Kahuna, for our last show. We're going to be officially retired after the show today, although I get to work on the back door here and I get to do some commercials. There's a great friend of the program who's been along for a long time who also does some back work on shows that you may be familiar with, and his name is Bob Matthews. Bob, good morning to you. Thanks for calling up. How are you?
I'm doing good, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, you bet. You've listened for a long
time. I'm going to miss you very much.
No, thank you. Thank you. Miss you calling in. You and I first met, I think, at the Shaver Shuffle, didn't we?
Well, we met there, but we had actually emailed for quite some time prior to that.
Right.
I rediscovered Ouija, similar to how someone was telling earlier on the show. And, you know, I bought an old car, and the FM radio didn't work. So I was going through the AM stations, heard some great tunes, and was surprised that WDGY was still on the radio. I could not believe it. Very excited about that.
Yeah, we were too. And that,
then you and I started emailing.
Yeah, that was not a car. That was a boat.
Yeah, the old 75 Lincoln was great.
Yeah.
But it's and then luckily, you guys have an app, and so even when in L.A., I could continue to listen to you during the week. So I was very grateful for that.
Yeah, Bob and I would communicate through the app and through email, because Bob works in, well, not with COVID, you're working at home, but normally you would work in L.A. during the week, come home on the weekends, and we can't talk a lot about it. I mean, we can talk about the show in general, but you work on the back end of the television show Survivor.
Correct. Yeah, I've been with the show for 20 years. I'm an editor on the show. And it's still doing good. We did miss the last two seasons because of COVID. We didn't shoot last year as normal. But we're going to resume in a couple of months and be back at it, which I'm excited about. We're all excited about.
Well, you should be. That is such a popular show, and Survivor has been around for so well. And I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Bob, was Survivor one of the first real reality shows?
Well, I think that there's some other reality shows, I believe, like Cops or The Real World, but I think it was the first reality competition series, and they considered it then, I believe, the grandfather of those, because, of course, it lasted so long, too, you know?
Yeah, boy, that show has legs. And, again, we don't talk about the specifics of Survivor because, you know, you got to film the show, you got to edit the show. So the outcome is, everybody knows, already there, but that's why it's you get to watch it weekly on TV, and it's exciting. Now, you said you're going to be doing some editing work on another show that we saw advertised out there, and it's Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted, and he, of course, a world-famous chef, and you're kind of stoked about working on this show.
I am, because it's more like a documentary style from the episodes that I've seen so far. They just travel around, which is similar to Survivor in that sense. But then there's the whole cuisine aspect of it, which isn't a huge deal to me. But I do love the travel aspect of it, and that it feels more documentary style. I think that's kind of fun. And you don't see that a lot in TV, because there's often, you know, glitzy, glamorous effects and trying to wow you with that stuff. So I just like the story aspect of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Gordon is, that guy is a character. If you got to watch some, Bob said he's not real familiar with him as a personality, but
right. Oh
boy, does he got a, he can have a temper, and I'm sure he's going to, tone it down for this show. But whenever it comes to, I'm going to be eating a fried rattlesnake, and which is supposed to be delicious, but scorpions and stuff like that.
I've heard. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the regional food aspect. I'll take a cheeseburger any day. But, hey, we wish you the
me too.
We wish you the very best of luck, Bob. I mean, working on Survivor.
Well,
and great.
Paul, likewise. I'm sorry to see you go, but I'm happy for you, as I'm sure all your fans are. And I just learned just a little bit ago, listening in, that you'll be your slot will be taken over by somebody who's familiar in the cities. And that's good. What is his name again?
His name is Don Michaels, Dr.
Yes,
Don,
yes.
A good doctor. He's been around for who?
And I think I remember him from when I was a kid listening to the radio also. There were only two stations on my little transistor radio that I liked, WDGY and KSDP, right?
Right. KSDP had a flame-throwing Top 40 station at one time. I used to listen all the time. It was excellent.
Yeah, it was great.
Good stuff. Well, the best to you and your family.
You, and I'm... Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you, and best to you, Paul. I'm glad to be able to know you and to be able to talk to you on your final day.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for bringing us all that enjoyment on the television. You do a great job, Bob. Thank you very much.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, all the best. WDGY.
You want to be loved by anyone. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The original WDGY 92.1 WG FM 103.7.
There's some Doobie Brothers, WDGY, the original rock and roll station. When we had the Wings Callahan on earlier this week, where we're talking about us hoping and praying that the Back to the 50s weekend will continue this year, was canceled last year, so Wings and I got together and we did a Back to the 50s weekend musically here at WDGY. And it was nice enough for Tony Andreessen from the Trashmen to call and be a part of the show. And Tony called this morning to say goodbye. Tony, I'm glad you called. Good to have you on.
I'm glad I called, too. Thanks.
Yeah, we were talking about... Tony was a recipient of the second Bill Deal Award that they have. Bill Deal, of course, legendary broadcaster with WDGY and an incredible personality. And last year, those were canceled because of COVID, wasn't it, Tony?
It was. The first... there's actually been three of them, I believe, so far. It was canceled because of COVID, but I understand that they are going to continue now this next year.
Yeah, we had Minnesota Mike Chase on, and that's what Mike had said. And I apologize, folks. I just can't remember the date of when that would come up, but it would be at Mancini's. And I would say if you see it advertised at all, please act quickly because, my goodness, the tickets sell out almost overnight, don't they, Tony?
They do. It was I was surprised because... our first record was recorded in 1963, and so The Bird was being played on the radio in 1963 and 1964, and for people to come out and fill Mancini's, it was sold out almost immediately, and remember us. We're always flattered if people even remember us this far down the road, but... It was just one of those magical nights for us.
Well, I imagine it was. Tony Andreessen from the Trashmen is with us, and we're talking about the Bill Deal Awards. Bill Deal, WDGY, wasn't he, I could be wrong, but wasn't he the first to play Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen?
He was. He was the first one, and it was a battle of the bands. They had a battle of the bands, and Louie Louie, it was up against Louie Louie. And Louie Louie, as you know, was a big record. Oh. At the same time, Surfin' Bird was.
Smoking.
And by the Kingsmen. And we actually barely beat out Louie Louie. But then, because of Bill, they sent it to Chicago and had a battle of the bands, and we won there, too. So because of Bill Dio, that record happened, because we just played it at a ballroom just one night. For fun, we had never even rehearsed it, and the audience went crazy, and Bill said, you've got to record that. And so we recorded it, and it was 4.5 minutes long, and Bill said, you've got to shorten it up to, 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. So we did that, recorded it again, and then he played it on the air, and I heard it the first time it was played on the air, and I just couldn't believe it. In a band, if you hear your record played on the radio, that's one of the most exciting things for a musician, to hear his music played on the air. In fact, I was talking to Bobby V once, and he said when he heard Susie Baby the first time on the air, he was driving his 50 Mercury to Fargo, and he almost went off the road.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you're in a band, it's never happened to me, but to hear your song on the radio, shut the front door. I mean, that's... You're at the pinnacle right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you always dream of, is your music to be recognized. And, of course, we were recognized as a group for Surfin' Bird, but we actually played real rock and roll music, too. But that record, you know, has been all over the world, but it was recognized as one of the worst top 10 hits of all time, and then because it lasted so long and it was played on, you know, so many movies and jingles and things, it was listed, it went from being one of the top 10 worst records to the top 10's best records in a period of about 10 years.
I know the final cut that got airplay on most stations runs, you know, 215 or 218, but that was a demand that you really had to meet back in the day. You said that, yes, it came in at 4 minutes first time you would do it live, but you really had to kind of, in those days, kowtown to the record labels to have a chance to get something played.
That's true, and it had to be the right time. And there was, I think, the first time that I heard a record that was 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, I wondered, you know, how did that happen? But that's when everything changed.
Sure.
And now I don't know what the longest record is that's been played on the air, but I'm sure it's more than 5 minutes.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of hits, and we do play some album cuts here. You know, I'm thinking of, like, Grand Funk's I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home. You know, the joke is when you're a disc jockey, you can go out and change your oil during that song. I mean, it's almost, you know, 10 minutes long, and there's always edited versions that do get some airplay. And, well, we'd like to play Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen. We would like to do that, but I did want to thank you, because going way back in the day, a mutual friend of ours who's no longer with us, good friend of yours, Timothy D. Kerr, he orchestrated for your band, the Trashmen, to be at a live remote we were doing for our Saturday Night Cruise oldie show. And I'll just never forget the fun that Timothy and I had, kind of hanging back in the wings while you were playing and just watching you guys play. And what a joy that was for a fan, you know, for kind of a groupie like me.
Well, it was Timothy D. Kerr was, I think, the only one that could have talked us into playing, a venue like that, I guess. And but it turned out to be a lot of fun. And he was an individual that people remember from doing movies on television. He did a lot of commercials, and we got to know him many years ago. And I stayed close to him for, you know, 40 years.
Yeah, Timothy was an acquaintance of my mom, because my mom worked at the ticket office at the Minnesota North Stars, and in his promotional work, he would go in there, and so, and you know, he'd have albums and stuff, and looking for some tickets. And then when I met him, when I was at WLTE, he said, "You're Betty Geiger's son," and it was like she was the famous one. So those are fun memories. Well, hey, thank you, Tony Andreessen of the Trashmen, for calling our show this morning. What a pleasure to have you on.
It was my pleasure, believe me, and good luck for anything that you do in the future, and thanks for all those great years on the radio.
Yeah, it's been our pleasure. Thanks, Tony. Bless you. Hope to talk to you in the future.
Okay, sir.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Tony Andreessen of this band, Trashmen.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner.
Ouija. All the hits of the 60s and 70s. WDGY. Hudson, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Stabbers. WDGY, 6 minutes after nine. Doggone cold out there. The National Weather Service keeps that wind chill advisory in our forecast until at least 11 this morning. And as we look at temperatures, I can just tell you every morning through the weekend we'll probably have that. Mr. Sean Rivard, I got your special emails and your text and your great friendship to the show. Boy, it's been good playing all the tunes, hasn't it? Over all these years. We do like this one too, Edward Bear, last song. Not quite.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on? However I call you, it's the last song.
WDGY.
We can put them in the one-hit wonder category. It's White Plains, My Baby Loves Lovin' on WDGY. Oh, we got some great songs coming up here. We have Requested Bread. We're going to play for another very special gentleman who is retiring, as I am doing. Larry Fitzgerald is with us. You're back now from the Super Bowl, our last show together. Larry, good morning.
Wow, thought you're going to push me into tears, because this is emotional for me, because I've got so much respect for your professionalism, the incredible career you've had, and the relationship that we've built. And so I'm excited about all of those things, but really it's sort of a catch-22 knowing that this will be our last broadcast.
Yeah, well, Don Michaels is going to, you know, take good care of you. Don is Don loves sports, and he loves you, loves listening to you. And it's just been great. When I started here, your sports deliveries were in different segments at a different time of the day. And then I think it was our late owner, Greg Borgen, said, hey, we should have more of an interactive thing highlighting Larry on Monday and Fridays. And that's what we have been doing for years and years and years. And it's so fun for me, because many times when we're talking about different things, I can sit back and enjoy all of the stats. I don't know how you have these things off the top of your head, but just the numbers and that kind of insight into different sports. It's fun for even a casual fan like me.
Well, thank you for that. I when I got started in this business, I felt like I had to, you know, come out with my own unique style, and I believed in trying to build stories around numbers, because I think if you have the numbers and you can bring it to a point where you're establishing this made the difference in this situation or this game or that type of thing, that might be a style that I can work with. And you know, it was very evident in Super Bowl, you know, 55. We knew Kansas City was the defending champion. They had the best record all year. They were 16-2. They got this great quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who'd won 25 of the last 26 starts. But what I learned in covering my first Super Bowl, Super Bowl 15, between Philadelphia and Oakland, and I think I shared this story with you, that there are things that can happen during the week that can affect the outcome on Sunday. because every play and every mistake is magnified so greatly in a Super Bowl. And I think we saw that on Super Bowl Sunday with going into the game when Andy Reid's son, Brett Reid, has a car accident and two young girls are seriously injured. One is still in critical condition, and that's his kid. And his son has had issues with substance abuse and that type of thing. He's even lost an older son years ago when he was coach of the Philadelphia Eagles to that type of thing. So Andy has chose to keep his family close to him in terms of dealing with that type of a problem. But with the Super Bowl being set up this last week, where Tampa Bay was in Tampa all week practicing, no problems with the conditions and that type of thing. They were able to keep things in-house, whereas Kansas City, the world champions, they had to travel on the night before the game. And so that was offset by the huge distraction of the car accident in Kansas City on Friday, and I think that reverberated right through that football team. They just didn't know how to look at their coach now. All of a sudden, they're bleeding for him. They're hurting for him. And it was a distraction. And you saw all the penalties and mistakes that Kansas City made in the first half. And the last thing you want to do is make mistakes and give opportunities to a guy like Tom Brady, because he found a way to really stick it to Kansas City in a championship route, 31-9.
You had addressed this on air, but you also addressed it to me off air that Kansas City did not get in town for the game with any kind of leeway at all. And you said, and I mean, it's your 40th Super Bowl, unheard of, just unheard of.
Yeah, it never happens, and it only happened this year. I can't believe I wasn't able to get a chance to. Normally, we talk to the teams and the coaches and the players because there's sessions for media. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all the way up to the game. But this year was different. Everything was on Zoom, and they determined who you would talk to and that type of thing. And so you weren't able to, you know, get some of the questions in. For me, I wanted to talk to Bruce Arians, who used to coach my son 5 years with the Arizona Cardinals. I wanted to find out, you quit the Cardinals. You retired. So why did you come back? You know, I was never able to get that answer. But anyway, he's 68 years old. He's now the oldest winning his coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. And then on the flip side, I certainly wanted to find out from Andy Reid, was it your call or was that the NFL's call for you not to bring your team in until Saturday? Because it's not no regular game. This is the Super Bowl. This is the World Championship, and they're trying to do something that the last team to do it was the New England Patriots back in 2004, 2005, and let's go back-to-back. And so it shows you that trying to do something that's special, like the 7-8 teams that have been able to go back-to-back, you really have to be careful and keep a lid on just about everything and building the momentum going into a Super Bowl game.
Yeah. See, here's my point as being a casual fan. To hear Bruce Arians get that question, why did you come back? Because I think he had a pretty good gig for a while working with CBS Sports doing color and play-by-play. And so you go from a successful coaching job to a network TV job. You're in what could be called, you know, your golden years. What is it that, why do you go back? I don't know. I'd love to hear that answer.
Yeah, true. And he had health issues also. So it wasn't just, you know, leaving the Arizona Cardinals, or was it the management style? And he took the Cardinals to an NFC Championship game, Super Bowl 50. Remember the Cam Newton-led Panthers beat Arizona in the NFC Championship game, and Bruce Arians to get to that Super Bowl, which they lost to Denver and Peyton Manning. The Gophers got a big win last night, Paul, on the campus. They played about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but they're fighting to, you know, get into the NCAA tournament. The Big Ten Conference is loaded, 7 teams in the top 25. And Marcus Carr led the way. He had 18 points. And the Gophers are now 13-7 after beating a really good Purdue team, 71-68. So they got to keep fighting through a tough conference. And Michigan leads the conference. They're number 3 in the nation. they haven't had a game in almost 10 days because of issues with COVID-19.
Yeah, they're going to be a little bit rusty. We saw that Purdue was ranked number 24. We saw that on Channel 4's website. We also saw a headline. I didn't see this when it happened, but for the Timberwolves, Karl-Anthony Towns has returned?
Yes, he did. He played the other night. They lost it was the LA Clippers
yeah.
119-112, and he had a good game, 18 points and 10 rebounds, but he did share some rather personal information regarding the battle that he's had since January 13 fighting COVID-19. You know, he lost his mother to that. It's a hereditary thing in terms of as we know, we've seen 475,000 people have died from this virus, and 20 million people have tested positive. So some people just have issues that they just can't overcome, either because they got to it too late or whatever the case may be. And Carl was very clear in saying that this was a real tough battle for him, and there were some trying times, but he hopes that he's been able to overcome it. And you really want to pray for a young guy like that who, lose your mom and then lose six family members to the same thing, and then you wind up with it, and you're trying to do your job, play professional basketball, lead a franchise, and hopefully he's been able to overcome that obstacle.
Yeah, that's a ton of pressure. Again, he is a leader on the team, but those personal things are always in the back of your minds. Well, hey, I want to assure our listeners that Larry Fitzgerald will continue here on Monday and Fridays. At least that's the plan, I've been told, and I'll be listening to you as well. You'll be with the good Dr. Don Michaels in the morning. He's a good guy. He's going to take good care of you. And I just want to thank you and your family. And, hey, happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife. I understand you just celebrated a wedding anniversary.
We did, yeah. It was a great time. My wife has been so special to me, and helping me do the right things for me to continue. You know, after I had the surgery a few years ago for my valve, I've had to change my lifestyle, and I've been able to lose about 40 pounds, and she's helped me do it by, you know, creating a diet and then just being enthusiastic and just giving me all that love that, you know, we have to have.
Yeah, we do, and she's your biggest fan, and I'm number two, Larry.
Paul, I tell you, I love you, my friend, and I'm going to be sending you a few things, and we got to get together here before long, and I want to celebrate a tremendous career. You're a legend.
Thank you, sir. Very kind words from another legend, and it's been an honor to have you on the show all this time. Larry, all the best to you and your family, okay?
All right, Paul. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and our sincere thanks to you. It's Larry Fitzgerald on WDGY. Time passages from Al Stewart, and we got a request for Year of the Cat because it's also the Chinese New Year, and it's the Year of the Ox, but we just got the connection there, the Year of the Cat. That's a good request. I don't know if we can play it here before we're off the air for our final show. One thing we are looking forward to, we're hoping, is some car show fun this year. And one of the guys that's worked with us over the years doing the car show, covering the events, working here on air too, is Jeff Butler. Jeff, good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Hold on 1 minute here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there. Just had to tighten up that tie rod end. hey, congratulations on the retirement, my friend. I'm envious. You know, yeah. You put in a good long run of radio, what you love doing for many years, and you're going to get be kicked back now, enjoy some time at the lake, and still do some commercials and have some fun on the side. So that's cool.
We're looking forward to it. Now, we are hoping one of the things that we haven't been at for a while, our band played there a few occasions, you know, we talk about car shows, is the History Cruise in North St. Paul. Now, we know that you are really active. You've got a Survivor Grand Torino that you take out to a lot of the shows. Have you heard anything at all about the History Cruise in North St. Paul?
The latest I got now was they did meet with the city council, which, of course, heavily backs the car show because it does bring in and generate so much revenue for the city. Tentatively, it is going to be every Friday night, June 4th, through September 24th, 6 to 10, with the exception, fingers crossed, of June 18th, because hopefully Back to the 50s will be taking place.
Right. Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, North St. Paul, at this point, it is a go. If I hear anything different, I'll definitely pass it on, and we'll let people know on that one. Another big one, the big Twin Cities Auto Show, which normally takes place at the Civics or the Convention Center downtown, that is set to take place at the State Fairgrounds May 15th through the 23rd. So with that being said, let's all keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best that we will have a go on the Back to the 50s and Street Machine Nationals this summer.
You and I have talked about this before, that when they had the Twin Cities Auto Show at the Convention Center. I think the Fairgrounds is a better location for that.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. They can have, they can put the trucks outside on display. They can put the cars inside. It's can put each of your dealers around. And, yeah, that is definitely a good place to go for that car show, I think.
Yeah. Now, we know that you and your crew, you like to cruise around Bloomington a lot, because Bloomington has had a pretty successful car show over time, too.
That's correct. Yeah, we used to do it at the Applebee's parking lot, Applebee's and U.S. Bank, down at about roughly 94th, 95th, and Lindale. Due to COVID last year and some restrictions, they kind of said, no, we're going to hold off on that down here. El Loro's over on Bloomington, right off American Boulevard.
Mm.
Big, huge parking lot, 850 sites, 850
wow.
spots. My car club, the Hoods and Skirts, have been going out there, as well as a lot of cruisers from all over the Twin Cities. And, of course, you got the Coon Rapids Boulevard cruise that they were doing last year. We do the Lindale cruise up and down Lindale and then down American Boulevard to El Loro's. And so what's really cool, even with the COVID when it hit last year, it didn't put a complete stop to everything. You can still get in your car and cruise and show it off. And people were actually up and down Coon Rapids Boulevard putting out the lawn chairs like the old days, watching the cars go by. Just like, remember the old days of cruising university and swinging around through Porky's?
Yeah, just like the old days.
Same type of thing. People are cruising up and down, and people are sitting out there watching the cars. It's a good time.
Hey, you talk about cruising up and down Lindale, and you said about 95th. Isn't there a White Castle right around there?
Oh, White Castle. I think I remember seeing that right across. I used to just park the Torino back in the corner, walk across the street, get a couple of sliders, come on back.
Yep,
it's right there.
I know through backdoor channels. Jeff walks up. Hey, Jeff, good to see you again. Oh, love
exactly,
those
yeah.
sliders.
Kind of like Norm walking into Cheers.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Jeff, here's a bag of sliders.
Oh, I love it. Well, wherever you cruise this year, we hope to see you, especially in North St. Paul, but do it safely. Safety first.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, with everything. And we know you're probably going to hear you on the air as well. So thanks for the time this morning, Jeff. Great working with you, and all the best to you and your family.
Oh, it has been a pleasure, Paul. And, you had a long, like I said, a long run, and it was great working alongside you, great teaming up out at the Back to the 50s, and especially when you were covering for Wings.
Oh, that's fun.
You put in some long hours out there.
Yep.
And, people think, all they do is sit back and play records. There's a lot more behind the scenes, and when you're pulling off a show like that, more power to you, my friend.
Thank you, brother. That was a good time, and it will be again. All right, we'll catch you on the flip-flop, good buddy.
You got it, my friend. Congratulations, and have a great, happy retirement.
Yeah, we'll do it. Mr. Jeff Butler, live on WDGY Radio. Oh, we've always loved Bad Finger, no matter what. On Ouija, it's WDGY. We get to talk to our buddy Len from the Minnesota Fire Engine Club one more time. What a great group of people that bring history alive and try and retain some of that history and bring it to us about first responders. And it's been fun talking to so many people, too, who, like me, are retiring. We talked to Bob. Got an email from Bob, who works in Stillwater. He's retiring next week. Beatcha. And also, my so awesome brother-in-law, Fast Eddie, who has been in the world of agriculture. I can't tell you how long Fast Eddie's been farming. Fast Eddie is retiring. We were out in the field with him last fall, and it was great because Fast Eddie was out there with his wife, Marsha, and their family, and we were there as he drove his combine through the last rows of corn there. That was really exciting. So it's great that Fast Eddie and I are both going to be retired. We have to kind of chuckle because back in the day when I was doing the Saturday Night Cruise Oldie Show, and a lot of people remember that, we did this shtick because I would use some myself. Of course, Fast Eddie, farmer, had cattle, had a lot of cow poopy on hand, and I started this shtick about, hey, if you're looking to buy some cow poop, well, I'll hook you up with my brother-in-law, Fast Eddie. And sure enough, we would get people calling the station, oh, well, I'd love some cow poop for my garden. And then, you know, I had to tell them it was just a gag, but we've had great times over the years, and we're going to have great times moving forward, too. So, Fast Eddie, my brother, congratulations on your retirement, too. That's one of the tunes Bread did. That's a smoking tune. I mean, they did it all. They had the nice ballads and the rockers like Mother Freedom. It's Ouija. I told you we got a chance to visit with our friend Len Schrader from Castle Rock, and Len is with the Minnesota Fire Engine Club, and we've had you on before. And COVID, you know, like a lot of people, you had your problems this past year, Len.
Well, boy, we sure have. We've a lot of our events have gotten canceled, and it's just been a real challenge with this COVID-19 stuff to even have a get-together with anybody and show off our wares and our trucks and stuff.
Yeah, part of what you do, and we know it's a real passion, at least that's how you explain it to your wife.
<It's>, yeah.
Yeah, but part of what you try and do is you try and preserve some of the memories of the firefighting industry through this club that you're with. And when you do that, you're paying tribute, really, to everybody who's ever slipped on a pair of fire boots and a fire jacket, and that's a huge part of what you and your team do.
Yeah, we go out and we try to preserve antique and historical pieces of apparatus and show them off. And boy, what a challenge for all of our public safety and first responders to deal with COVID. It is a real challenge for them to stay well. And it's just been out of control. And you have to be so cautious with the first responders to make sure that you sanitize and everything. But with our club, we've got about 50 pieces of apparatus, and we're going to be doing some, we hope we're going to be able to go out and do some shows here this spring and summer. Hopefully we will be in Northfield in May. We'll be down there pumping out of the Cannon River again. And in July, we're tentatively planned to go to Hastings.
Oh, that would be great. And it's fun in the evening because you've got kind of a light show that you use with the pumpers. And it's more than just the pumping of the water. It's almost majestic with the vehicles there. And you really do a fine job. And we just want to thank you for trying to keep that stuff alive. If you need any help in the future, I'm sure Don would be happy to help you. And thanks for all you've done.
Well, I really do appreciate that. And, you know, in listening to you for probably the last 9 years, and I just, like, I can't tell you just what a true professional you are. You know, when you talk about Johnny Canton, Paulie Geiger's no slouch himself. He's right up there with him. And, you know, Vince Callahan said that you were a good fit for WDGY. And I got to thinking about that, and, you know, you bring a lot of professional skills and everything to it, but you've got that Minnesota nice thing cooking, and you are truly Minnesotan. It's a pleasure listening to you.
Well, thanks, Len. It's been, you know, so fun. Great career for our family, and we've just enjoyed it so much. And as I said the other day, really a fun job, stress-free job, working for the Borgen family here. You just, like I said, all the family dogs, they all love me. So I got that going for me, you know.
That's half the battle,
That's half the battle. But it's just time. We just want to do the whole retirement thing, and it's going to be fun. And, you know, I'll be doing some backdoor work here, too. And I'm sure they're taking my key as soon as I leave the building, trust me. But
I understand that.
You know, it's been fun.
Well, I wanted to just tell our listeners that that they check us out on Facebook and, again, on the website, MinnesotaFireEngineClub.com. And follow us, check us out, and see where we're going.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Great listening to you. Happy trails. Good luck in your retirement.
Oh, thanks a lot, Len. We'll be in touch. You take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Right. See you later. Len Schrader, Minnesota Fire Engine Club. Good guy. Hey, how exciting. I got a note here. Right here. My great little niece, Addie, is listening to the radio today. And I just found out that Addie is turning 3 years old today. Addie is so sweet. She is 3 years old, going on 19. What a cutie. Addie, happy birthday to you. Have a great day. Give your mommy and daddy a big hug and kiss for us, okay?
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar.
Yeah, 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 pour a little sugar on it. Oh, yeah, pour a little
playing all the hits for, man, a lot of years. It is WDGY and your old pal Paul Geiger. 10 o'clock on our Friday morning, February 12th. Final show. What a great show. We want to thank everybody for putting fun stuff on Facebook, kind words. That was really Jane Hendrickson, who has worked with us for 4 years now. Have you and I worked together?
Right.
Des, all that you did, wow.
Because it was fun to celebrate your long radio career.
Yeah. I think people who know me best, I'm just... I don't go on Facebook too much, and I've had to ask Jane, how do you do that? So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very, very much.
It's been a joy and an honor to be your colleague for the last 4 years.
Yeah, so. We've had some fun. So, yeah. And we will. I'll put a little thingy out on Facebook, and I'll make sure I run it by Jane so it actually works. Because where's Brent? Brent Borgen is my boss now and has been my boss, and it was Brent and his dad. Well, it was your dad, really. You had nothing to do with it, but his dad hired me. But I can remember you asked me years ago to put something on Facebook, and I screwed it all up, and then we got Jane to do it, so I was so happy. But thanks, Brent.
Hey, Paul. No, thank you for the last 9 years of showing up early, maybe too early for some.
Yeah, maybe. You know, when you're this demographic, a lot of folks are retired, you know, going to bed. Oh, who got a new dog?
Paul. Radio Ranger Paul.
Hey. Yeah, that's my new replacement. That's great.
No, like I said, we're very appreciative of you and everything that you've done. And like I said to somebody, you are the definition of great radio.
Oh, thanks, brother.
You know, and you make it look easy. And so easy, that's why I'm going to start doing the morning show next Monday. I'm just determined, so.
Brent always says, I'll be singing along with a song, and he says, hey, Paulie, who sings that? And I'll say, oh, that's the Beatles. He said, let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Thanks,
and my
Paul.
girls are here, Brooke and Danielle. They're the daughters of Greg and Lucia Borgen. And wow. Danielle and I have worked closely over the years, so I want to say goodbye to you guys and thanks for all you've done. And I miss your dad. And it was Danielle's dog, the only reason I really got this job, because I was interviewing with your father, and Noelle comes running down the hall, jumps up into my lap, and as I've said before, oh, I got it. The dog likes me. So.
Yep, family business. You can bring your dog to work.
Yep.
And
yep.
Dogs have a good testament to good character.
Yep.
So you're. And an amazing employee that obviously could never be repeated. So
The station is going to continue. But I just want to take this time to thank your whole family for all the years I could work here. It's been a great job. My wife Paula is here, and it's been great for us. It's just been great for us. And I loved working for and with your dad. We both love the music, and I just so strongly wish he was here with us. And I'll be honest, it's cast a little bit of a shadow on a fun time for Paul and I. But we love your family. And I'm still going to be working here a little bit behind the scenes.
We love you.
We appreciate it. Yeah. I like that I'm finally live on air.
Yeah,
you might have heard my voice on a commercial or two.
Oh. One thing before I go, Danielle and Brooke, what did they want to do, Brent? A what? A food and wine show or something?
A wine hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like a happy hour?
Oh, my.
9 hour, 1 hour on air?
I've never raised my voice here except when that came up.
That was a hard no.
That'll be the day. That'll be the programmer put his foot down there. So thanks again. I love y'all. We'll be in touch. And thanks to our great listeners. And anybody who knows me knows the Beatles, one of my favorite bands of all time. And this is a tune that our band used to play. And it's one of my favorites. God bless everybody. Bye-bye now.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed. In my life, I love you more.